Tough times never last. Strong people do eat tough times.
We are back.
We are back at the Best Show Podcast. We're within, after like, yo, yeah, it's been like 2 years since you last posted, my boy. Yeah. Where have you been, Marvin? Where have you been, my boy? Where have you been?
Now we've been out and about, living the Instagram life.
Yeah, I know, for real.
For real. Ish, man, things have been busy, guys. Like yo, the last month of 2021, it was just exams back to back. And then, you know, when you're going through exams, you know that, hey, yeah, should we record really, really? Like things are tough right now. Let's relax. Let's just focus on school.
We could have recorded.
No, we could have.
For me, honestly, I just didn't have the drive to.
Yeah.
To be honest, right now, currently, I don't have a lot of drive to do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Hence again, you see me making such drastic things like getting off Instagram. I think I just need to redefine what I'm pushing for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I'm not going to lie, I don't even know what I was pushing for. And I think that was an issue. But hopefully this year has changed.
New year, new me. Same me though.
You know, hopefully this year.
This man. Hey.
Hopefully this year will give the people content, you know. You know what we say,
ladies and gentlemen. I will personally drag Raymond into this recording room every time. I'll edit these episodes if I have to.
We'll
find an editor.
hey man. But the year has started off on a good note. Hey, people are, like we say, people are summoning viruses. Like, what's with the heat, guys? Why did everyone come into this year so hot?
My guy, like it came in, you know, I'm coming in hot. That's what happened here, for real. Yo,
if you didn't get hands in the last 2 years, you did it all in the month of February.
Bam. Now we're going to come to that. We're coming through such discussions. It's tense.
If you didn't do your YouTube channel, now all of a sudden you're coming in, you're telling us, move in with me to Rez in the month of February. Hey, what's with the energy this year, my guy?
No, I think most of it comes from, you know, when you haven't had something for so long and you finally get like a little bit of freedom, you're like, let me use as much of it as possible, because you don't know if it will be taken away before you know.
There's a little bit of uncertainty, yeah.
Yeah, it's insecurities, bro, because COVID came out of nowhere. So now we're living lives on that. It might just come again. Another variant might pull up and things get worse. So we're just trying to say, you know, the little night enjoyment I can get, I'm going to make sure I use it.
Do the most of it. And hey, we're not going to lie, we also came in hot this year. Hey, the boys went to crew in the month of January. They say in January, people are broke. Okay? People will be eating cabbage. Us, we're not eating cabbage in the month of January.
Soft life, fam.
The boys were in Kruger in January.
I won't lie. I really appreciate the energy we came with in January. Like, it set the tone for 2022 for me personally.
Yeah.
Because it set the tone of saying, 2021, I was picking up L's back to back. We started the year on a high. Even when things are going to get hectic, we're like, but then again, we're going to try maintain the same energies, right? So, as for me, man, this year, personally, I feel like I've chosen more direction. Because, 2021, I guess I was also just floating. But 2022, we're choosing to push the content creation. Yeah. We're choosing to focus on drinking water, focusing on God, focusing on books. You know, we don't taste nyash.
Yeah, no, this is not the year for nyash. I see you touched on drinking water, but we're not there yet. We'll get there. Just quickly to just wrap up the Kruger trip, how was it, man? Just describe the scenes for the people there so that they just understand what was going on there. What was the mission statement there? It was bundus over bundas.
#bundus over bundas.
It was the single men's retreat. We're not all single. 5 out of 6.
On paper.
Yeah, you know.
Theoretically.
Under the right circumstances, we're all single.
Yeah. Now, let me just try paint the picture there. The Kruger trip was very peaceful. Like, imagine going on trip with the boys, fam.
Yeah, no, it was good times.
It was vibes. the road trip was nice, the weather was perfect, it was greenery everywhere, the animals were galore. Although, like, it was not, it, things might have not gone according to how we had planned it, but it went perfectly, man. It was much more memorable than I would have thought. Because, okay, we got lost, we raced in Kruger National Park.
Yeah, no, a lot happened during those 4 days.
It was vibes back to back. And if you can't picture it, imagine it. Now you'll see it on YouTube very soon.
Yeah, no, hopefully, under the right circumstances.
Under the right circumstances.
So, yeah, man, we're also having, or we're planning on having another one. I think maybe next year, Jan again. Yeah, maybe next year, Jan. Cape Town, other people are prophesying things about Durban. So once we have all the details, we'll divulge. And if you're interested, you know, maybe we'll bring one of the fans. We'll bring one of the fans to Cape Town. But all we're telling you is that when you're with the boys, when you're with the Pride, gents, it's this knife time. You'll never forget that experience.
It's so vibe central, my guy. Nah, definitely.
We'll come give people the details.
We're going to be living soft. So if you wanna travel soft with the Bachelor podcast, now let's go.
Nah, we need to do the things, man. We need to do the things. So man, that was just on the Kruger. But now we'll get into the crypts of why we're here today. Why are we here today? Marvin touched on it earlier. And you know, if you've been, you know, listening to whether it's the Bachelor or the Pride podcast, you know that every single year we coin new phrases. You know, 2020. We're in the 4 years gang.
Yeah.
You know, last year we're directioneers.
Yeah.
You know, this year we're drinking water.
Drinking water.
So what is drinking water, Melvin? Dissect for us.
Nah. If you don't know, I'd suggest for you to get the best definition. Go onto the Urban Dictionary and search drinking water. And just make sure you like it and share it with your friends so that they know what drinking water is. But
make it pop. Get us to first page, guys. We're currently on like the second, third page.
My guy.
Nah. It's unacceptable. Go like that definition and get us to the first page, guys.
Search drinking water and look for the example with Raymond and Marvin. Then you know it's the right one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But basically, drinking water is choosing to be at peace, man. At peace, is choosing to be focused, is choosing to focus on God, focus on books, and being in the bundus mentally, being in a position where...
The mental bundus.
Yeah, the mental bundus, man. That's where we add you at peace, you're at a sense of calm. You're going to focus and grind, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's basically focusing on everything else that's not Basadi. Or Amadota, if you're also drinking water. But then why are you drinking? Why, Marvin? You know, do you see that video I sent? I think I'll just plug it in. The one where that Han was saying 2022 is the weirdest year of relationships.
And also, it's 2022. Don't forget, this is the most confusing year of relationships. The people that you least expect to be together are together.
The people who we thought would not be together are together. Yeah, so wonder Marvin, why are you not together with someone? Why are you drinking water?
Nah, man. Ash, you see, when you enter 2022 and you realize that, hey, man, I'm getting old. And for me personally, 20s are your prime. Between 20 to 25, 30, these are your prime years. And I believe that, you know, as you drink water, you actually get enough time. Because... Right now, I'm not going to lie to you. Drinking water has cleared a lot of my schedule. Like, I've got gang time pursue what I like, to add more time to media stuff, add more time to whether it be content creation, coming up with ideas for this, studying, reading my Bible, doing all these things, you know. So just drinking water helps you to focus. That's what I think.
No, definitely.
I'm going to focus for the next 5 years. Very soft life.
I'm not gonna lie to Marvin. For me, it's not a thing about focus, but I just think entertaining hands right now is just a waste of time. Not to say I'm not entertaining them so I can focus. Nah, it's just a waste of time.
It's just a waste of time.
Oh, yeah, man. No, man.
You sound hurt.
Dating now, it either ends in heartbreak or heartcrack.
Heartcrack.
Dude, relationship. What are we saying? Relationship,
yeah. Relationship, yeah.
the relationship is going to end and it's going to leave you with unnecessary damage. So for me right now, I'm just rather focused on myself. Currently, I'm single. Like, I'm 2020 single before I got disruptions from the devil. That's how single I am right now. Before the devil brought temptation in my life. That Raymond. That's how single I am right now.
Wait, hold up. Wait, what?
You got it?
I feel like...
No,
like,
no, Marvin. That, we brush that, over it. We brush over it.
That jumped over me. But now I'm like, wait. You said you're 2020 single before the devil brought in temptation.
So Marvin did get it.
If you don't get it, forget about it.
I got it. But I was like, Marvin, am I getting it right? So I actually like thought about it. I was like, before the devil brought in temptation... They're now putting up like, this guy.
Leave it, Marvin. The listeners will start doing unnecessary digging here, Maka. Unnecessarily. Hey, leave it. Say my Marvin. But right now, no. Mentally, I'm extremely single. I'm not going to lie to you.
I think I'm also in that space.
I'm so single that if I was on Instagram and you're a hun and you post a picture, I won't like it.
Why are you hating?
How single I am.
Why are you hating?
No, it's like not hating. Picture. I just don't want anything to do with the other gender. Nothing whatsoever. Actually, I must unfollow all hands.
This is beyond toxic masculinity. It's toxic. You know, there's feminism. What's the opposite of feminism, man? This is the extremist of it.
It's just probably masculinism. Hey, masculinism.
Yeah. Whatever that is, you're an extremist, my guy. Anzi, I don't want anything to do with the other gender.
Nah, man, it's just the truth. The hands will weigh you down. Also, the inverse is true. Guys will weigh you down if you're a girl. This is the time where we should not even be talking to each other. You know, like how it was during apartheid when the Indians use their own toilets, the blacks use their own toilets. That's what we need right now. We need the hands to be on their own wavelength, focusing on themselves and the bag and the grind. We should meet each other when we are now serious about life.
Nah, you need a beat, my boy. You need a beating straight up.
Because no one is serious about life right now. No.
Yeah, you need a beating. I'm going to stand there. But I'm going to say, in terms of grind and saying the other gender is distract. I say, man, just focus on you. Yeah, just focus on you. Because at the end of the day, man, I've seen way too many like broken relationships. In just entering 2022, the amount of people who have been hurt, it's ridiculous, fam. It's been 2 months.
Yeah, no, 2022 has been a wicked year so far, and it's just been
so
2 months.
So, the whole drama of going through all that and having to heal and having to... Actually, what I wanted to say most importantly was that there's that thing that either way, look at yourself. You're 20, you're most likely going to get married at around 26, 27. Are you telling me you're going to date this one person for 6 to 7 years?
It's not happening.
On paper, it doesn't make sense. So what's the point of going through heartbreak? By the time you get to 27, now this person has to undo 7 years worth of damage.
You're
now.
You're a broken vessel, eh?
You're
a broken vessel.
So you might as well drink water, chill, and then... When you see that, you know what, this might actually turn into something tangible, then you might engage. That's right. If you're in your 20s, 25, 26, 27, sharp, go ahead, man. It's going to work out most likely. But you're 20 and you're most likely planning on getting married at 26. You think you're going to date this one person for 6 years?
No, you're not dating anyone for the next 6 years. Are you lying? You're just subscribing to hurt.
Yeah, no shame. It's unnecessary.
Unless if you're in the streets. If you're in the streets, no, by all means, enjoy your street life. No strings attached. Do what you're doing.
Stop lying to the people, Raymond. There's no such thing as no strings attached. There are always strings attached. Sometimes it's cables and chains, my boy.
Yeah, no that's true. I've been analyzing certain situations from some of the boys who allegedly say they're in the street. No, they're showing some weakness. They're showing some unparalleled BQ witness, weakness there, man. KB. It's not safe on those streets, man. But just a question that I have for you, right? What's your views on the healing process? So when a couple breaks up, right, is a healing period necessary? Is it optional? And how long do you think it needs to be?
I'm gonna just start by, okay, I'm gonna give this example because this story, when I was in high school, I remember this Han I vibed with, and we spoke and stuff. She's like, if I break up with somebody, I'm gonna wait 6 months before I can date another person. And I was like, okay, 6 months is aight and stuff like that. Obviously, I didn't get it, and I didn't get why. Maybe also because, like, there was no emotional attachment and things like that. But in this, and as I stand right now, I think it's necessary to take the healing process, because you're just going to take the anger. If things ended badly, you're going to take that anger into the next relationship or that experience or whatever. And now, let's say whoever cheated on you, you're going into this relationship with Raymond, and now you're already paranoid. You're thinking every time he's offline, hey, this nigga's busy with somebody else. Hey, what is going on? Can't you know Raymond is just chilling at his house, playing video games for all you know. But because you haven't healed from the previous relationship, you're assuming that this guy is going to do the exact same thing that your ex did to you. And it just damages whatever potential you could have had with Raymond, because you're already at a negative place. Raymond already feels like, why don't you trust him? He doesn't understand that, no, it's your previous relationship that you're trying to reflect into this new one. So it just becomes a mess.
Yeah, no, that's true. From my side, I think the healing process is so, so, so important. But it's something that's so overlooked by Hans, especially. I don't know why girls do not heal, right?
You're in a relationship. Into another.
Next week, you're in another relationship. Or maybe you've been healing while you are in the relationship. You know? And you were just entertaining conversation, but you've been healing for the last 6 months.
Yo.
And you're like, no, let me just cut it now. But Hans just don't heal. They don't allow themselves to heal, and I don't get it. I think the healing process is so important. It's just for you to reflect on what happened and strategize on what you're going to do in future. I think that's the most important thing that you are. But when if you're going to a new relationship after 1 week, you've not done any healing, you've not come to terms fully with what happened in the previous relationship, so how can you fully give your all to the next relationship? It doesn't make sense. For me personally, it doesn't make sense.
I'm going to put it like this. If a Han breaks up with you, she has healed.
Oh, that's so toxic, man.
If you break up with her, she needs to heal. Because by the time a Han gets to the point of saying, "Ayo, Raymond, I think let's call it quits," she's thought about it for 2 months.
Yeah, she's been thinking about it.
She's told her friends. She's told her best friend. She's
probably been cheating on you while at it, eh?
She's come up with a list of 5 super subs, my boy.
100%.
And by the time she comes to you and says, "Hey Raymond, I think we're done. This is the end of the road." She's healed, fam. She's accepted that, "Ayo, this is not going anywhere." And she's come up with contingency plans of saying, "Okay, sharp, when Raymond goes, who's next? Who's next? Who's next? These are my 3 potentials." She's addressed this with her friends. They've had a conference call where they're like, "Hey, this thing is not working anymore. Like, are you sure, Chomi?" She's like, "Yeah, no, this is it, fam. I can't keep taking this nonsense." And it's done. By the time she says, "Hey, yo, let's break up," she's healed, my boy. But if you break up with her, now it's going to come as a shock to her, because aunts don't really go through that.
So yeah, disrespect.
She'll need to heal.
This is man who's disrespecting me, breaking up with me. But you know how the narrative always changes. I know it was a mutual decision.
We just
decided that no, she's not going. There's no such nonsense. There's always the one person who initiates the breakup. It always, and they deserve the victory, not to say, "No, we're both thinking about it. Get out of here, man." It's no such. But yeah, I think just allow yourself to heal, guys. Otherwise, you'll bleed onto the next person due to wounds that were inflicted by an ex who is enjoying life. Eh? He is enjoying life, he's smiling. And then you go on to bleed onto other people. So yeah, no, heal, guys, heal. If you do, go into a relationship and it does end, I think it's important to heal. But from us as the bachelors, we're saying, do not go into a relationship in the first place. You don't have to heal from wounds that are never inflicted to begin with.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, the problem with wounds is that they leave a scar. It's okay, you're not going to forget about it. That scar is going to remain there. Yeah,
and we are at an age where relationships count.
Hey.
I looked at it.
Yeah.
I was just chilling on my bed, right? And I looked up in the ceiling, you know, during my self-reflection periods. And I was looking and I was like, man, we are at that age where relationships count.
They matter. We're at the age where you need to do a self-reflection after a relationship to analyze what went wrong, what lessons were learned, what
how can I
change.
Be better for my future partner?
My guy. Hey. And that time you still find niggas dating 5 different hands and you're like, but it's not going to work though. Because the issue is that, as you're saying, it counts, bruh. It has a big impact. Like it leaves scars, it leaves memories, and it builds character.
Yo.
So right now you're building the character that you want to live or you have in marriage. So it becomes that thing of, are you going to build that street nigga with 5 hands and you're going to try change it when you're in marriage? Because changing character is a completely different chat, fam. It's almost impossible.
Yeah, man, let me read the verse for you. Romans 5, verse 3-5, guys. It says, because we know that suffering produces perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
Perseverance, character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame. Eh?
Yeah.
These heartbreaks, they produce perseverance now. We're at that age, my boy.
Mm-hmm.
When they are character defining.
Yeah.
I saw for you, my boy. So don't waste these relationships. I don't think you get infinite chances.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like that.
You really don't. And because think about it. You end up being that person who gets into a relationship 3-2 years. Like, getting divorced. It's not working.
Yeah. Exit door is becoming very convenient. Mm-hmm.
You've been through it all, bruh. You've run through it all. By the time you get here, there's no sense of stability at all.
And again, like you're saying, definitely, we are not the generation to begezela. You know, like how the older folk always say, no, stay strong.
Cleaner.
No, you'll pass through this. We are the exit door generation.
Yeah, right? No, we don't play that
game. Going gets tough.
We get going.
You know, if it's either you must just be single, drink water, or join the streets. Do I condone the streets? I don't condone the streets, but it's better than being in a relationship.
No. I totally disagree, and I say don't join the streets. You don't need that mileage.
You don't need that mileage.
Yeah, you're not going to be going for service every 500,000 kilometers, my guy. So it's unnecessary. You don't want to have 100Ks before you reach 25. At least,
when
you
know. What's your mileage? What's your mileage as we end this, my boy?
As we end this, my mileage right now, we are currently brand new off the store. You know, we can maybe it's a young
bro.
It's a young demo car. It is around 2Ks. You know, we just do around the block stuff. It's a demo car, my boy.
2Ks, get out of here, bro. Morgan at least has at least 20Ks.
20Ks.
Definitely. Oh,
that's like going to Zim how many times, fam?
It's a long distance journey.
If you don't get it, forget it.
You didn't get that. You didn't get that. We have been the Bachelor Podcast. Thank you for tuning in, man. Bye.